Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good Saturday morning around the world and in Hawaii. It's the Golf Club Radio Show. Already the, we're going into Black Friday next week. We're going to have this big show with all these people that you can order things for your golfer, for yourself, your Christmas stocking stuffers, all kinds of goodies. So that's something to look forward to. All my friends are coming, head covers and gloves and great putters and clothes and all kinds of stuff. Clothes. Joining us this morning, John Steinbreder, correspondent and author, Dennis Cohn, the Professional Caddy Association president, and Bob Bubka. We're going to wrap up the season. He's co-host of XM Sirius The Grill Room. He's been on the show many, many times for many, many years. This show is brought to you by Ko'olina Golf Course, and it is demo day at Ko'olina. So get professionally fitted by Titleist, Callaway, TaylorMade, Nike, Ping, and Cobra, and they've got free clinics today, 9:30, 11:30, and 12:30. So be there. Star protection. Get the star team on your property, that, whether it's foot patrol, you know, building security, people walking through your shopping center. Maybe you'd like to have somebody patrolling in a car going around your neighborhood, making sure everything is safe. Maybe you need some help, security, at a major event you're putting together. Just call Star Protection. And if you would like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved, whether hurt in a workman's comp or motor vehicle accident, or maybe you've just gotten hip replacement surgery, knee replacement surgery, you're something on your back. I was just thinking about Colt Brennan. You know, he just got over that hip surgery, and now he's recovering from this head-on collision on the Big Island. He's in serious condition at Queens, and his girlfriend is in the hospital, and an as-yet unnamed woman, 47 years old, serious leg injuries, also at Queens Hospital. We are certainly praying for all of those people to get better, and just terrible. She was driving, Colt's girlfriend was driving, and she said that the brakes locked up or something went wrong, and it was a head-on collision on Queen Ka'ahumanu Highway. You know what the, I mean, everybody is doing like 60 miles an hour. That's spooky. So if you've been hurt in any kind of accident and you're recovering, get some help with physical therapy. We achieve results. Poipu Golf Course, brand new greens. Hey, it's a brand new course. It was closed completely for 9 months. They're opening on December 16th. So make your tee time, you can, today for the reopening on December 16th. Have you ever played on a pristine golf course? It's unbelievable. I have. It's an amazing feeling. You feel like you just walked onto God's park. And another sponsor is Alaka'i Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. So I think we have our first guest in the clubhouse, where we're, by the way, giving away TaylorMade Pentagolf balls. Today we're celebrating the clubhouse. And so it's the 19th caller. It's usually the 18th caller. Today it's the 19th caller, the 19th hole. John Steinbreder, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. I suppose for you it's rather afternoon, just about 4 minutes or so, right?
You know, I really have no idea, having just gotten back from the South Pacific. I don't know what day, month, or year it is at the moment. But
I was so proud of you to say that you would be on the show. You just flew back from Bali to the East Coast. I think you got home on Thursday?
I got home. Actually, it was Fiji, and I got home Friday morning at 2 in the morning. My time back here in the New York area, and it's one of those things where I left Fiji at 11 o'clock on Thursday night and arrived at 12 noon on Thursday in L.A., so I feel like I was in the Wayback Machine or the Way Forward Machine or something. But
one thing I want to just ask you a real quick question. Did you find the rum? You were wondering online, you know, one of your questions you asked. in
Fiji. I found the rum.
You found the rum.
And it was awfully good.
So. And it was good. Now, you know, I don't always think of Fiji and golf.
Well, you know, I really hadn't either, aside, of course, from, you know, Vijay, and I think of Fiji because of Vijay, but I've never thought of it from a golf course perspective. And what I found there at Lacala Island, it's L-A-U-C-A-L-A Island, and I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, but there's a wonderful golf course here that has just been designed by my friend David McClay Kidd, who designed and is best known for Bandon Dunes.
Oh, yes.
But did also a wonderful course for George Roberts and Charles Schwab on the Big Island. I think it's called Nanea. I think that's proper. Beautiful private course on the Big Island there.
Yes.
And
it is beautiful. Very private.
And David is a good friend and a guy I've written about. I wrote a profile of him for Forbes Life a couple of years ago. And he'd been asked to design this golf course, a very private golf course and a very private island. And wanted to know if I wanted to come and have a look-see, write about it a little bit, get to check it out and all the other amenities there. And I would say that Fiji is most definitely a place to play golf after this trip, but also a place to do lots of other things. Golf
wow.
might not be the only reason you're going there, but there's certainly good golf at this place to play as a result of David's work.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna talk about the first bit. Let me kind of, I sort of jumped right in there, you know, without explaining that John Steinbreder has written a number of books, co-authored two books on family custody. I thought that was fascinating. Here, I'm thinking of you as a golf writer. You know, you've worked for Sports Illustrated, Golf Week, you know, all these publications, and you've written four golf books, Golf Courses of the U.S. Open, Golf Rules and Etiquette for Dummies. I like that. Club Life, The Games Golfers Play, and the giant book of golf quotations, and then you have these, how did you go into the fighting for your children, A Father's Guide to Custody?
Well, I went through two custody battles for my daughter, and
wow,
prompted me, this is going back, you know, when she was very, very young, back in the early 90s, and I wrote a piece in the New York Times Magazine about it. And that was so well received that I had a publisher come to me and suggest that we kind of translate it into a book about custody from a father's perspective. And at the time when this was going on, you know, there was not a lot of custody battles that were being fought and then being, I guess, waged. I hate the use of the word fight and wage. It sounds contentious, but unfortunately it often is.
Very.
The fathers didn't have a lot of success in doing this.
Yes.
And really what you saw more and more is a lot of fathers didn't even try to fight because they were sort of convinced by their lawyers or their advisors that there's no way they were ever going to win, so there's no reason to, you know, there's no reason to fight for it. So I did and was successful, I'd like to say. Successful because I think things worked out for her. She's now 19 years old. She's doing great. And
that's cool.
Or actually, her mom and I live in an adjoining town, so, you know, everything works out in a way that you can get along and do well. But I did write about that and then had a second edition of it come out, which they changed the name to Solomon's Choice. It was Fighting for Your Children, then it was changed to Solomon's Choice because it then brought in the issues of grandparents' custody rights, gay-lesbian parent custody rights, which were, you know, becoming a really big deal because there was sort of no court law.
That's
and
right.
What would be, you know, applicable in Vermont was not in Virginia, and that was a really, it was a fascinating thing to research and do that. And, it, you know, my background, too, I mean, prior to writing a lot about golf, I mean, I wrote for Fortune Magazine for 5 years. I used to write and report for Time Magazine a bunch. I've written stuff for Wall Street Journal, for New York Times Magazine. I've covered a bunch of different subjects, and golf has always been a passion, but it was something that was really, I only dabbled in until 12 or 13 years ago on a regular basis from a writing standpoint. So I had a pretty broad journalistic writing background in terms of what I wrote about. So I've always kind of been a generalist where, you know, 1 week I'd be doing a piece on salmon fishing in Finland, and the next week I'd be writing a piece on the future of banking or something like that.
Yeah, coal,
the way my career has been, which has been a lot of
coal miner's daughter becomes princess.
Yeah.
How's that? You know, that's very, very today. Kate, you know, her great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather worked in the coal mines for the family that has then became the queen's family, then now she's marrying the queen's grandson, and it's such good news for the gene pool. You know,
I think that's
so cool. It was so cool listening to them talk about the royals, you know, and this new blood. There's such good blood for the gene pool, for the royal family.
It sounds like talking about horses, doesn't it?
It's like our breeding stock has improved so much. So now what you're also working on, I think, is this the billionaire. I like how they put it. I'm reading Wikipedia. The billionaire golf benefactor and hotelier, Herbert Kohler.
Book is done. It just came out.
And what is it called?
It's called Golf Kohler in the New and Old Worlds. And it's about Herb's four courses in Wisconsin, his one course in St. Andrews, and kind of how that all came to be. And what it has come to be, and the reasons why, and it really was as much fun as a person can possibly have. It was great to work with him. It was a great subject to write about, and I'm very proud of the way the book came out. And as much for the writing, which I think is just fine, but you know, Herb is a perfectionist. He's a very creative guy, and he really was involved with this deeply, and what we've done is instead of having one book, we've really created a volume of six books, one primary book with text and photographs, a coffee table-sized book, and then five individual books, photo books, on each of the five courses he owns.
Wow. Now, which one impressed you the most?
I mean, I love the Straits course where they have, you know, the PGA just this past year, and I'm sort of a length on the water type of a person, and while this isn't a true Lynx,
uh-huh,
per se, it was certainly a Lynx-style golf course on an extraordinarily dramatic setting on Lake Michigan, and it's just fantastic to play, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's so worth going. I mean, it's one of those, you know, bucket list courses you got to play when you come play golf on the mainland, you know?
It's pretty pricey.
It is pricey. It is pricey.
So you need to save up your dough and, you know, make that one of those, that big vacation.
I think so, because it's nice, too, because it's hosted another PGA in 2015 and the Ryder Cup in 2020, and it doesn't rain nearly as much as it does in Wales, so we won't be worried about Gore-Tex and, you know, waterproof shoes.
Buckets for rainfall.
Oh man!
Yeah,
but it's a great spot, and they do it right there. And you know, Pete Dye, who designed all of the four courses in Wisconsin for Herb, did wonderful work on these courses. And the Straits out of the four of them is my favorite.
All right, I just think it's fascinating. He started with a landing field and turned it into a Lynx style golf course on a beautiful lake. The whole idea of having that kind of an imagination to move the earth and create this. I guess when you take a sandbox, you know, and you say, okay, I've got this landing field, and now all I have to do, if I have limitless amounts of money, is just create this putty thing and create it outside of where you're working, and then do it.
You wouldn't know looking at it today. It was flat as a pancake, and B, that they had to move as much dirt as they did to build it. It's really something else.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and come back and talk some more about Golf Fiji.
Fantastic.
After this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window systems to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. It's the 10th annual holiday sale and demo day at Ko'olina. Starts at 9 o'clock this morning. Nike, Titleist, TaylorMade, Ping, Callaway, Cobra, they'll all be there for professional fitting until 2 o'clock. And you can get into one of the PGA Teaching Professionals free clinics. That's right. It's at 9:30 or 11 o'clock or 12:30 at Ko'olina Academy's PGA Teaching Academy right there. You can learn more about their upcoming Get Golf Ready program. That's like $99 for 5 lessons. It's perfect. And we're always ready to play golf in Hawaii because it's always beautiful. Even when it's drizzling and it's pouring, we still are getting out there to play. And speaking of that, at Poipu, they've just reopened the course. It's so wonderful. I stepped onto the Prince course on Kauai when it was just open to the public. It was a private course before that. And then no one played it. There were no houses on it, and they were going to open it to the public, and I got to play it before anybody did, and it was an amazing feeling. So the Prince course, you know, is beautiful. Poipu is fabulous. Go. Make your reservation right now, today. Call them. You can do that. Get your tee time, and then you can be one of the first people to step onto that pristine. Okay? Opens on the 16th. They're booking now. Now, we have John Steinbrenner, the author. You know, John, we have something in common. We spent some time in Switzerland. I was looking at that. You had attended Franklin College in Switzerland from 74 to 76. I was in Switzerland before that, from about 66 to 71 or so, or thereabouts, 65 to 70. Lived in a little place called Davos and Sigriswil and Konolfingen. I went to school and spoke Swiss German. Didn't speak any of it. They just locked me into a little room, first to ninth grade, in Sigriswil, above Lake Thun in the Berner Oberland.
Mm-hmm.
And I sprouted from there. What was your time like in Switzerland? Did you enjoy yourself?
Well, I did, and actually I keep going back there. I've gone back several times to teach at Franklin College. I served on the board of the trustees there and helped them develop the communications program in the college, and I think part of my reward or my punishment, however you want to figure it out, is they've invited me to teach there and be a guest professor, a visiting professor of journalism and writing. So I go back there for about 4 or 5 weeks with my
family. That's a reward. It's a reward.
But I love it. You know, we're based down in Lugano, which is in the Italian-speaking canton, and I just had all the the wonderful combination of the sort of the Swiss efficiency and the Italian gusto, and loved it. And still love it. Still love going back there and getting a little golf from there, so it's not a completely golf-free environment, thank goodness, but it is a wonderful part of the world, and I just, as you know, in that part of the lake regions, it's palm trees and Alps, it's these microclimates, which it seems anything in the world can grow.
Yeah.
At the same token, you'll be gazing at palm trees with beautiful snow in the mountains in the summer.
It's amazing, isn't it?
The wine is great, the food is delicious, and the scenery is unsurpassed.
Yeah, I would come down from Davos, where it's 9 months winter and 3 months cold, and we would come down into Lugano, and everything is flowering. I've just come out of a glacier.
No, it's a great part of the world.
It's amazing. Now, let's go to Fiji.
Sure.
What is the name of the resort that you played at?
It's called Lakala, Laucala, Lakala Island. And the island is, I had no idea the Fiji Islands were this big. This is an entire country flew into Nandi, which is sort of the main airport, and then I got on a King Air 200 turboprop, and we still had a 45-minute flight from there to this island. So pretty spread out, but absolutely beautiful, about 3,500 acres, once owned by Malcolm Forbes, and it was pretty much when he had it, some beaches and a coconut plantation, and the fellow who has founded and runs Red Bull, and I'm going to mispronounce it, so I'm not even going to try, but an Austrian guy, he, I guess, bought it from Forbes, and he's developed a sort of ultra-exclusive resort there, which is an incredibly high, I think, you know, it's like 400 staff and 20 guests. Or,
wow.
You know, the maximum guests you can have there are 80, and that's, but the, you know, that's kind of, I don't think they ever want to get the number of guests more than like 50 or so. So your staff to guest ratio is out of this world, and they just dote on you and take wonderful, great care of you on this tropical island that is exactly as you would expect a tropical paradise island in the South Pacific to be. Nice damp beaches, lots of palm trees, nice and warm, incredible snorkeling, scuba diving, fishing. The rum is great, the fruit, I mean, the food is, this island is pretty self-sustaining, so it's got its own farms, you know, the cattle, it's got sheep, the Fiji fantastic sheep, they call them, because they shed their own wool. You don't have to shear them, and then great vegetable gardens, great fruit orchards, and so it's just start to finish. And really, the beautiful thing about it, in so many ways, is that the service is incomparable. I'm 54 years old. I've been in this business for over 30 years. I've traveled all over the world, and this is the top two or three resorts I've ever been to in my life. And you know, you just, what do you want to do? Do you want to get a massage? Okay, you can do that. Go play golf. There's nobody on the golf course. That's fine. You can go do that. Go fishing for an afternoon. That's fine as well. It just has an amazing sense of, you don't have to make reservations for anything. It's just sort of, because it's so small and so intimate and so private, you can kind of do what you want when you want to do it. And there's lots to do, and that was you know, beginning with the golf, but of course all the island, all the water stuff. It was it's a real pleasure place, and I was almost kicking and screaming leaving. I didn't want to leave.
No, I wouldn't want to leave. La Cala, is that how you spell it?
Yes, L-A-U-C-A-L-A, La Cala Island, and it's not cheap. It's absolutely not cheap, but it is, you know, designed for, you know, high net worth individuals, and it's designed for to be very exclusive and very private. And like I said, service is over the top good, but, you know, very, very professional, very efficient, but extremely friendly. Run by a German couple, Tomas and Maya, who are kind of
very
managers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, what are the Germans famous for? You know, building great automobiles, and of course, anybody who's traveled a lot, you know, the best hotels and restaurants in the world, more often than not, are run by Germans.
And that's right.
Got some sort of talent in the hospitality business, and Tomas and Maya have done an incredible job with the staff they've assembled there. And
you have a French chef and a Swiss pastry chef.
There you go. And the food was great. A friend and I caught a couple of fish one day, and, you know, that's what we had for dinner and lunch. You know, dinner that night, lunch the next day. We're eating wahoo and mai mai and tuna. The sushi, sashimi, grilled, any way you wanted it. I mean, that's just sort of the way it works here. It's kind of Paradise Island and great fun. And the golf course that David Kidd designed there was just, you know, a wonderful tropical golf course. With you know, holes running through the jungle, then holes along the water, then holes back into the jungle, and a great mix of par fours, long and short, and some lovely par fives, and three pars, and just a pleasure to play. I played it three times, 3 days in a row, and, you know, I always judge a golf course by your reaction when you're done with it, and, you know, you either say, well, that was good, I'm glad I did that, or that was fun, let's do it again, and my reaction each time was, I can't wait to get out here and play it again.
Yeah. And so you get paid to do this, right?
Yes, I do. I've got to write a piece. Actually, when we stop talking today, I'm on the. I got to start writing this story because I need to turn it in need to turn it in Monday or Tuesday. But yeah, I'll be writing it for Global Golf Post, the digital golf magazine that I'm a senior correspondent for, and I do get paid to do this, which is pretty.
I love Global Golf Post.
Oh well, thank you.
It's such a pleasure. The pictures, the perspective, it's such an interesting eclectic group of guys and women, I suppose, must be working there too. I just have
sure.
Brought together by publisher
Jim Nugent.
Jim Nugent. He's been on the show a couple of times. What's wrong with you, Daniel?
Jim's a great guy, and was a former publisher of Golf Week when I was a senior writer at Golf Week, and had this vision, and it seemed quite clearly where, you know, a lot of the media world is going, especially that weekly frequency into the digital world and not the print world. And you, when you mentioned about the group he's assembled, what's so cool about it, and I think the last issue, which was very demonstrative, you had, you know, our guy from Australia writing about the Australian Masters, and he can do so in a way that nobody from America is going to. And then, you know, and then you have Lewin Mayer, who's, you know, one of our correspondents, and she's up in the UK, but she was writing about stuff again. There were John Hopkins, who's a longtime correspondent for The Times in London, and their perspective of what goes on in the UK or Lewin, all over the world. You know, it's just different. It's just not the same old group of guys traveling from place to place and putting the same old take on it. We've got a pretty broad reach around the world, and I think it gives a pretty fresh perspective to to stuff wherever it's being played, to tournaments wherever it's being played, or to issues wherever they're taking place.
That's what I find, and I like it, the format where you can make it bigger. It can take over the entire screen of your computer if you wanted to. It can be giant, it can be small, whatever it fits on, you know, different, and you can make the print big if you
And it's free.
And it's free.
And it gets what I sort of find that I like very much, and I've gotten to the point, I don't know how you are now, but I do almost 90% of my reading is online now.
Absolutely.
And it gets delivered to your inbox on Mondays. I guess if you were in Fiji, it would be Tuesday probably because of the international dayline. But,
and you don't know what day it is.
Who knows? But you get it in your inbox on Monday, and you don't have to remind yourself to get it. It comes to you, and I think that makes a huge difference, at least to me. It's a good prompt to get it and take advantage of it, and we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I've found, you know, I love the post office. It serves a purpose for me, you know, but I can't count on a Golf Week or Golf World or a Golf or Sports Illustrated or whatever it is I'm reading, that other one, Golf Digest, to get to my inbox, my mail inbox, on time. Sometimes I'll get a week late.
Well, it's very hard. It's really hard now for, I think, the Digest, Golf Digest of the world, and they're good friends of mine there, and I've written for them over the years, and like them very much. And like the magazine very much, you can kind of get away with it with the monthly in this day and age. What you really can't is with the weeklies, and the daily newspapers are suffering with this too. But, I mean, the Newsweek, with anything that's on a weekly frequency, when you can get your access on Monday morning and you can get a good review of all that's going on the week before in golf or that weekend in golf, you know, there's no reason to wait till Thursday.
No.
For
like
it to show up, frankly.
Right, and I think they've put out their own version of a Monday issue. So it's obviously something that was coming. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Well, listen, thank you so much for having me on, and I look forward to doing this again. And please let me know when I can.
Absolutely,
I can come back.
On my bucket list, I should have La Kaula to go Fiji, but I have to win like the lottery first.
I think you do, but I would definitely put it on your bucket list.
Okay, I know there's somebody out there who can afford it, and if it's only 50 people and 400 people taking care of you, that's like beyond luxury.
I feel like I've
been there through you.
Well, I'm glad, and thank you for the time today. It was
Aloha.
A lot of fun. Okay,
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
And we'll talk soon. And we're going to have Dennis Cohn on with us next, but first we're going to take a break, and I'm going to wrap up something that's been going on. It's called Stage 2 of Q School. And this is, like, the grueling, because after the stage two of Q School, then goes final stage, which is coming up in December, just 2 weeks away. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Catch the bug at Carlina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Carlina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Carlina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Carlina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Carlina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at carlinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season. Whether you're here or on holiday, Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, remember, Poipu is reopening, and welcome, Kauai. I understand that our transmission was having some difficulties, and it was probably because of those lightning strikes. We had one heck of a lightning show, didn't we, this past couple of days. Started on Kauai, came over to Oahu, and it was interesting because we didn't get a lot of rain in town, but we got a lot of thunder and a lot of bolt lightning. It's something we don't usually see in the subtropics. We don't actually live in the tropics, but it's not, you don't see bolt lightning. You can measure it. Like Mr. Steinbreder, who was on the show in Lugano, they have actually a lightning rod at the top of the mountain, and they have this special place where they measure the amount of electricity that comes down through those bolts. When you take a picture in that valley, and you see those bolts coming down, there's just four or five of them at the same time, and they're striking these lightning rods, and you take a shot of that. Wow. So we had that experience, and that's really something to see. When you see that, it's like, okay, Mother Nature, I'm right there with you. I'm staying out of your way. I promise I won't play golf. I'm not going to run around with a metal stick in my hand in the middle of a field. Okay. We're going to be talking with Dennis Cohn. He's the Professional Caddies Association president, I believe. At least he was the last time we spoke. And before we do that, I wanted to tell you about our Hawaii contenders at the Q School Stage 2. Sam Sir Makawao, he played at the Bayonet course in Seaside, California. Shot a 73, 74, 75. He is tied for 60. He's got his final round going off at 8:50 local time, probably just about now, since it's only 2 hours. What time? 7:35 now? Is it 9:35? Yeah. He's playing his round. So is Chan Kim. Played Kaimuki High. Remember, he won the state championship here. Now he's in Arizona. Shot a 75, 74, 70. He's tied for 52. Final round at 9:10. And Tad Fujikawa, he's the champion on the eGolf Tour. Shot a 75, 75, 73. He's tied for 63. His final round is at 9:30. Brett Quigley is in this second stage, and he's tied for ninth going into the final round. Yes, the Brett Quigley. We all have our ups and downs in life, don't we? It's kind of like, you know, golf. top 19 and ties go on to the final stage. If Tad were to go on to the final stage, because he's the champion on the eGolf Tour, his $5,000 entry would be paid for and taken care of by eGolf. That's very nice. Parker McLaughlin, father, PGA Tour member for the last 4 years, and Punahou grad. He was at Redstone in Humble, Texas. They finished already. Unfortunately, he didn't go on. Tied for 63 with a 77, 74, 78, 72. And Nick Mason, Lelehua graduate. Panama City, Florida is where he's playing. Now, the top 19 and ties go to the final stage. He shot a 77, 70, 67. He's tied for 23 going into this final round. So this is really, you know, this is like no pressure, bro. Omar Uresti is tied for 17. Okay, and Tony Finau, he's from Utah but plays for Turtle Bay, and he shot a 70, 74, 73 at TPC Craig Ranch, Texas. He's tied for 52nd, and he starts on the 10th tee at 9:25 local time in Texas. The top 20 in his group, and ties go to the final stage. Ty Tryon is back. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. Yeah, okay, I'll say it. He's trying again. He's tied for 12th going into the final round at Southern Hills, and Frank Licklider is also tied for 12th. Yeah, the Frank Licklider. John Racer, Go Speed Racer, the John Racer. He's been on the show several times. Unfortunately, he is not going to be on the Golf Channel's next big break, and I think that is such a tragedy because he is such a character. He's got such personality. I hope whoever's being taken care of by that, we had to open the windows today. So that ambulance going by is on its way to take care of someone. Thank you very much for your speedy response. So with all the things that are going on at Q School, you know, all these kids that are working so hard and these adults and these people who are not kids anymore, who have families and they're supporting families, for Parker, he's such a brand new dad. And that certainly takes precedence over everything, doesn't it? You know, if you're a brand new dad, you know what I'm talking about. Dennis Cohn, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Nice to talk to you. And I believe that Marilyn Allen, Marilyn O'Shea, is also on the phone. She is our publicist that put this together. And Jim, my co-writer, is at his daughter's wedding right now. But I am here ready to give it all to you. And thank you.
And I'm Marilyn Allen. I'm on the line, and I'm literary agent for the project, and happy to meet you, Danielle.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Marilyn. What a nice surprise. We've got this great book. Okay, now, I've always admired the role the caddy plays in the game. I mean, it used to be, as you point out in this book, and it's so true, it used to be that there were no electric golf carts. Hey, there was a time, right? And there were a bunch of kids at the golf courses, and you could go to the golf course, and there would be a kid who would carry your bag and probably knew the course better than you did and might even be able to give you some tips, right?
Correct.
And I'm looking at this book. It's called Think Like a Caddy, Play Like a Pro. I mean, that's it. You know, take your caddy's advice. Listen to what your caddy has to say because he's not in that emotional moment that you're probably in at the moment where you're trying to make up your mind, you know, do I go with this? Do I go with that? Settle down. Take it easy. And I didn't realize that Francis we met, he had a 10-year-old caddy, Eddie Lowry.
Oh, that's the greatest story ever told. It was a great movie. And that's really, believe it or not, the inspiration. When I started the association back in 1992, I read that story for the first time and even been active in junior golf for many years. And I said, oh, my God, what a great story. How many more great stories are out there? And then I started thinking about the association. That's how much we came up with the association back then. And we incorporated 97 and over 11,000 trained caddies through our education program since 97. Here we are today writing books.
Yeah, and what's beautiful about what you did for the Professional Caddies Association is you thought, like, here are all these guys working as caddies, but there's no association looking out for them. For do you do like health care insurance and all. Is that the kind of association you are?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got the whole complete package now, and we've got a benevolent retirement fund that we've started with Greco Planning, working with the PGA America Credit Union, so you automatically get in the credit union when you join the association now. We have about $300 of benefits you get for your $75 a year. And it's not just for caddies. It's for anybody in the golf business or anybody listening to this radio show. You can still get on board, become a friend of PCA, get the benefits, get the access to the insurance and through everybody. And it's a great program if you're just out there and want to support us like people support the USGA.
Right.
So that's what it's all about. And that's it. And it's really, you know, and thank you very much for what you've done for 20 years. I really followed you now, and I can't wait to come down and have a personal interview with you down there on the radio show one day. Okay. I love that whole beautiful area.
In Hawaii? Yeah, we don't have a lot to complain about.
Yeah, I carried my first time carried at with Donnie Hamlin at the Mexican Open. We went over to Maui, and I got a chance to play Maui with about 15 people after the tournament. It was a fun, crazy day, and I can't wait to go back. So, but to give you a little insight, I think it's important that the book is not. It's really a book for everybody in the golf world, and we're going to give it to all nonprofits in the golf world to use as a fundraiser, and I get into that in more detail another time. But basically, we want to. The book was written in to explain about your inner caddy. In other words, when you're out there by yourself and you're trying to figure out what to hit, where to hit it at, and you don't have a caddy with you, you're talking to your inner caddy. So it's very important to go by those feelings and those nudges that you get, and you got to prepare yourself to be open for those and understand what those nudges or those voices you're hearing are. So that's really how we work with the pros, you know. We don't analyze a lot of stuff out of the pro. We, you know, you'll see in the first couple of pages, like a page and a half of what all the amateurs go through stuffing in their brain before they even take the club back. And we're walking down to the pro, and they said, hey, how'd Boston play last night? Oh, they got lost by 2 points. You know, okay, what have we got? 167, win right. 7 iron, 7 iron's good, let's go, boom. And then move on to the next shot and walk down the fairway. And I think that's keeping it simple. Keeping it simple is real key, and we show everybody in this book how to do it. And then some of my neighbors who aren't even golfers have read it, and they're now watching TV because they say, I now understand what the player and the caddy are talking about all the time out there.
Ah.
But it's good stuff. And
yes, it is good stuff, but I think you downplay in a way. You know, this book helps you, I think. You say it was made so that you could get in touch with your inner caddy. But you have to read it so that you read the experiences that go on between the professional caddy and the player. I think one of the things, the caddy Carl Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about, yes, when he was with Ben Crenshaw.
Mm-hmm.
And
still is.
But it was back in 95, after Harvey Penick had passed away, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
great.
It's a great, great story. And what Carl saw was that Ben was not playing the way Ben normally plays. I mean, he looked back at him and said, you look like you're playing hockey. This guy looks like he's playing hockey the way he's swinging that club. You're not playing hockey, you're playing golf. And so they went to the range and started a little bit of practicing, right, so he could get back, because he was thinking about having lost his mentor. He was mentally deranged at that time. You know, we talk about taking a week off or not performing at our best. You can't go into the Masters.
That's right.
Right?
Right, exactly.
Marilyn.
It's funny you mention that story, because Marilyn worked for Shyman's sister, right, Marilyn?
I did. I worked on Harvey's books, and it's just an amazing, amazing man and mentor and hero to golf. And I think the lesson probably from that chapter, Danielle, is to, even if things are going wrong in your life, is to refocus, to step away a little bit, to try to groove your habits again and get the bad thoughts out of your mind, as hard as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in tournament play.
Yes. And just to sometimes, you know, when I'm having a rough time, let's say I'm in my job, and I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm working out, and I'm really, you know, I'm focused, because it's radio, and then I've got all this information coming into me, and I have to disseminate all this information, getting it out of me, And all of a sudden, I find like I can't talk. Something's disturbing my ability to just do it without thinking. I'm getting the thoughts in the way of my performance.
Right, exactly. That's exactly. You step away, then you step back, and you go back to your routine, and you keep moving forward.
Sometimes I have to stand up, get out of the desk, and walk out of the room, and go look at the sun, the birds, and the clouds, and go, oh, well, look at that. It's a beautiful day.
That's
nice.
So true. And that's really what golf is. You know how much they say. The mental, the part that actually Bobby Jones actually made the original comment about 6 inches from your head, and Nicklaus used it for many years. But that is what it's all about, and having that mindset. That's why Tiger was so good and still is good, because he has that mindset to be able, as we know, turn off a lot of things in his brain. And so now it's the amateur golfer is really the nice thing about Sellers Publishing. I can't praise them enough for their coming to us through Marilyn. We were already working on the book when Marilyn contacted us, and I saw her credentials. I said, we got to go with this lady. And so if anybody's got a book, you need to contact me. I'll introduce you to it. But this is a great opportunity to shed light on something that nobody's ever touched on in the golf. You think we've all heard it all, seen it all, but nobody's really ever come from this angle, because people forget. In the old days, they forgot the caddies. Now you see the caddies in a major role, especially in the LPGA. They're behind every player, and they're taking a major part in everything that's going on. So, Phil and Bones, look how much they work together. So,
oh, yeah.
It's a team effort out there anymore. And it was said that when you kind of money that's out there right now, it's game. It's certainly a game, and it's a lot of fun, but it's business when they're out there. And,
yes, sir. Go ahead.
I really want to stress to all your people listening about your charities and these social issues out there that we can help with this book. We've with that and the Michael Bolton song that you're aware of, we're releasing all that this year at the PGA show in January. And I just want you to know we want to help anybody, any charities out there raise money, and we'll show you how to do that, because I want to come down and visit you sometime, hopefully next year down there, Danielle.
That would be great. In the book, it's called Think Like a Caddy, Play Like a Pro. There are, in addition to tips on your mental game and how to, get your head back out of wherever the soup is that you're lost in and back into the moment, the caddy stretch, getting loose in 10 minutes. There's the 90-90 hamstring stretch, the glute stretch, the standing calf stretch. And as you point out, the professional tours have everything a player needs, including the workout room and the massage therapists and the guy who's going to show you how to do the stretches and all that. And some of the really top players, of course, have their own entourage. But here's something, a 10-minute series of stretches designed to get your body ready for a round of golf. And that is perfect. Then Chapter 8. Now, you need benchmarks for your basic skills, assessing performance from tee to green and in the short game with real numbers that you write down and review. This is, it's just, there's so much information. Marilyn, how did you help, you must have helped compile this into a book that's, doesn't weigh a ton.
Well, isn't it a fun book, too? It's like a perfect gift, Danielle.
Full of
pictures and fun tips.
Michelle Wee is everywhere.
I take credit for the inside, but as a literary agent, I'm the one, like a real estate agent, that brings the parties together. And at our book convention a year ago, I ran into an editorial friend of mine. We had worked together at HarperCollins, and he was now up at Sellers Publishing. Mark Chimpsky's his name. And he said he was dying to do a book from the caddy's point of view. I said, give me a week, because I love golf books, and I just did the Pebble Beach book last year, and I did a book on putting. I do a lot of golf books. And I called a good friend of mine in Florida, and he introduced me to wonderful Dennis Cohen. And Dennis had already been talking to Jim Bartlett, our great writer, and those two pulled together in a very short time this phenomenal book. And it truly is one of my favorite projects of the year, Danielle. I look at it, and I beam. It just makes me so happy. It is a fantastic book. And we're already working on a new project for sometime late next year. And this book is selling very, very well. And so we're just so pleased.
It's
got a long shelf life, too. That's the nice thing about it. We did it in such a way that the player and the caddy may change the pictures there. And thanks to the PGA Tour for helping me with all the wonderful 60 photos in there. And certainly Brian, the other photographers, Payne Stewart's photographer, and all the people that helped. There's a lot of people that were involved, and some of them just wanted to be helpful because they know what I've been fighting and trying to help for many years. This nonprofit organization, and you know, you don't make a lot of money working for a nonprofit, especially a caddy foundation. But it's not about the money. It's really about getting kids back out there, chasing golf cars, hanging around with nice people, speeding up play, and giving most of the golfers a new experience in America they never had. Over 90%. So we think that this is going to be, I call it a textbook. And I say that because a lot of people say, well, a textbook, I don't need to take a textbook. But it is kind of a textbook.
Yes.
Because it's we hope to get it in. We're talking to several of the golf colleges now about this becoming a textbook for their schooling. And that's really ultimately my personal goal, is to create education around this, education for golf, but also education for life and social skills from the profession of caddying. Because, you know, once somebody said, well, and First Tee is a great program. We're one of the allied founding partners of that, and they teach a lot of great things, but they don't really, the business aspect is what we bring into all that, plus what First Tee teaches, because you got to be nice, and you got to go, you know, get a tip, you got to count your money, you got to give change back, you know, I mean, you got to manage that money, you know, so, you know, there's a lot of other skills that are taught. And that's why this year I'm proud to announce that a gentleman who started caddying at 8 years old till he's 20 years old, had through college, Mr. David Fay, head of the USGA, is receiving the Gene Saracen Spirit Award from Marianne Saracen at the PGA show on the 28th of January. We're looking for, in fact, we're going to give a free book away to all your listeners. Listen to this, free book, only for your listeners. If they will send in a nominee for the Caddy Hall of Fame, it doesn't have to be somebody in Hawaii. It could be anybody they think they've seen on TV that they think should has the what it takes to be in the Hall of Fame. And it's not about wins. It's about a kind of a person they are a lot. And send an email to me through pcaworldwide.com, our website. And if their nominee is selected, then we'll send them a free book, the compliments of you, Danielle.
That's nice. That's very nice. Another thing in the book that I like is this, checking the caddy checklist.
I was just going to talk about that.
Yes, now this is
my favorite part. Yes.
Now, this is for all the people who are going out to play a round today. Okay, like at Makalei, the amateurs are having a tournament 2 days in a row, and I can't find my tee sheet right now. Otherwise, I'd be able to give you some tee times. And of course, if you're going to go play out at Ko'olina, like the entire Elks Club is the Elks Club going to Ko'olina today? No, they're going to Luana Hills. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Mm-hmm. St. Louis Alumni Association, they're going to Ko'olina, where it's demo day today. At 9 o'clock it starts, goes to 2 o'clock, and there are all these great clinics that you'll be able to be in. At 9:30 is the first clinic, and they're all the guys, Ping, TaylorMade, Titleist, Cobra, Callaway, they're all there, Nike. So here's this, if you're going to go play around, all right, and let's see, Sandbaggers, they're playing today. I love that group. That's a group, right? Sandbaggers. At least they're honest, right? The Hawaii Fire Chiefs are going to play at Kiahuna, but there's a 10:04 open and a 10:20 and 11:16. That's at Kiahuna. And at Volcano, where the Lyman Museum group is going out, there's an 11:30 that you can go play at Volcano. And remember this. This is the checking the caddy checklist, and we're going to take a break and come back after this. What kind of lie do you have? Is it flat, side hill, up or downhill, clean in the fairway or buried in rough, feet above or feet below the ball? Where is the wind? How strong is it? Will it knock down the ball, push it further from behind, or blow it left or right? What's the distance to the center of the green? What club can you hit comfortably to get the ball that distance? Is the pin available? Well, for professionals, almost any pin is fair game. They have the knowledge and the expertise to work a ball into a tucked part of the green. For weekend golfers, hackers like me, I added that part, The best strategy is often to aim for the center of the green or for the largest portion of the green and hope to get down in two putts from there. Another point, what is the yardage needed to get over any bunkers or water hazards in front of the green? Where are the other no-go areas on this hole? So all of these things are things that this is checking the caddy checklist in this wonderful book, Think Like a Caddy, Play Like a Pro. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I'm not kidding about playing a course that hasn't been, played on in like almost a year. It's an unbelievable feeling. It's all you. It's amazing. It's like, do I dare step on this grass? It's like, it looks like it's so healthy right now. Should I really step here to it? And the greens are brand new. It's all at Poipu, and you can book your tee time. They're opening on December 16th. I'd book a tee time right away. So that
that's
you can
my birthday.
That's your birthday?
You said I'll be 65.
And you have a bucket list. I love it. You said you have this bucket list, all the things that you want to do. Now, what I want to focus on in the last few minutes that we have here, first of all, where can we get this book?
Okay, but I think the best thing to do is have them contact us through the PCAWorldwide.com, and that way I can sign them the book and send it to them. And if they don't want a signed book, you can go to many, many places on the Internet. There's got it up in Amazon.com. Actually lets you view 3 or 4 or 5 pages on theirs. But, again, too, if they want a signed copy, they kind of contact the Caddy Association, Professional Caddy Association, at PCAWorldwide.com.
That would also be the place where you would send in your nominee for...
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's also...
Another thing, too, if we've got a guy, he contacted me the other day, he's getting 25 books for Christmas presents for all his golfing buddies, and I'm just going to sign them and mail them out to them, so that's a great way to get all your shopping done this weekend.
Exactly.
Danielle, also Barnes & Noble and BNN.com and booksellers everywhere, so...
Booklegger's golf business.
Yeah, great. Okay. Now, the other thing that you're talking about doing is something that I think is really great. Having caddy schools. And one of the things that you're doing in Florida is the kids that go to your school, or they can earn the credits they need for having community service.
This is something I would love to find a partner in Hawaii that would love to. We can open up a PCA academy there. We'd make them an exclusive partner for all the islands, and then we would work together and open up other schools as other clubs see the benefit of that. But one element, or one leg of the stool, so to speak, is the caddy for kids program. And in America, at least in Florida, they have to earn community service hours. And the PGA North Florida
I just want to make sure you know that we're part of America.
I realize that. But I mean, in Florida, I don't think all the states have the same requirement. But
right.
Basically, the cool thing was, and the LPGA really liked this, that the majority of the kids that came out the first day were from the first school, which is St. Margaret Mary's, because we're going to have communities, different organizations, Boys and Girls Clubs and Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. There were over 50% were girls that had never been on the golf course, and most of the kids had never been on the golf course at all. And when they got through carrying and putting $20 in their pocket and getting a community service out, they said, "This is a pretty cool game. I may want to learn how to play it." So I think we've tapped in to the real way to bring back kids to game of golf. Pay them $10 an hour, and they'll show up at the course instead of at a fast food restaurant for $8 and eating French fries and being obese.
Yeah, and that's the way the kids used to, you know, they'd hang out the golf course and caddy for the golfers. And it
that's
kept moving.
Yeah, most, it's, you know, we were talking, Jim and I were talking the other day, it's our social obligation. Most people 50 and above learn golf through some form of caddying. I mean, you would surprise the majority because it was very prevalent back then. Now, it's our responsibility to pass that on to the younger generation because that's where the void is. You know, that between, you know, where the junior's coming from. And so we're excited about the PGA looking into it. We're excited about what we're doing with the Blast and Cast program. It's just been approved. You'll see it. I can't get into too much, but you'll see kids with cancer, struggling and battling with cancer with servicemen and women that are challenged out there fishing the day before a tournament to raise money for charities, and that's part of this whole program, too. But anybody that you know out there that wants to help partner or sponsor these, Danielle, we'd love to have an office in Hawaii.
Okay, PCAWorldwide.com is how to get in touch with you, right?
Correct. And we are looking for a new president investor to take the ball and run with it because I've got to slow down and go fishing with my grandkids more and write one more book.
Oh, you mean you're 65 and you'd like to take it a little bit easier?
Well, I can only run five companies and not 10, my wife said.
Okay. She's got a good point. Marilyn, is there something you wanted to add?
No, I was just going to share a quick quote, if I could, from
sure.
Joanne Carner. She's in the World Golf Hall of Fame. And she said, "Once when I'd been in a lot of bunkers, my caddy told me he was getting blisters from raking so much." So stay out of the bunkers, Danielle.
You need to your caddy, stay out of the bunkers.
Yep.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning. It's
we
a
loved
pleasure.
It. Have a good weekend. Bye, you now.
And great ratings, and we're glad to be back on again sometime. And
oh, yes, you'll be back.
Holidays.
Yes,
good holidays to everybody, and have a blessed day.
All right. Think like a caddy, play like a pro. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Caddy on.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Coolina, from the tips to the green. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Coolina will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Coolina. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Coolina Golf Club. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window systems to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Hawaii has lost another unique link in its golf history. And I thank Ann Miller for writing this lovely story in the Honolulu Star Advertiser. His name, Masakaya. And he was inducted into the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame in 1993. He turned 84 a day before he passed away. He leaves Molly, his wife of 61 years, 5 children, 9 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, and 3 siblings. And he was a wonderful guy, a great card. He was a joker. And he's hid his sense of humor behind his dark sunglasses and his straight face. So another person is definitely missed on the planet. We've missed talking to Bob Bupko. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Well, welcome to you, Danielle. And, of course, we're all excited because the next event on the PGA Tour, it's hard for me even to say it, but it's going to be the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Maui, and we're going to be there, and we get to see you and Rick and renew our friendship one more year, God willing, of course.
And the creek don't rise. Yes, let me do this quick. We had a storm on Kauai, and bolt lightning and struck the transmitter, so we're glad to have them on again. They were off the air for a little bit this morning. KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville, KONI Lanai City, KHUI Honolulu, KPUA Hilo. We've got Penta, tailor-made Penta Pearls. For the 19th caller this morning, we are celebrating the clubhouse, the 19th hole. So it's the 19th caller today. The number is 808-296-5467. Be the 19th caller and win. So we're going to see you at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua Plantation Course. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too, because it's going to be free admission.
Yes.
Free admission this year, and Mark Rolfing is deeply involved, and of course Gary Planos will do his outstanding job. Nancy Cross or Jerry King, all the people there. That event is grown over the years, and I think this year it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
It is. They're going to have the Hyundai Tournament of Champions Family Fun Day on Sunday. That's the 2nd of January. They'll have swing cages, junior putting contests and prizes, a Polynesian village luau, cultural activities, free all-star card giveaways, Nakoa Ikaika Maui professional baseball team autograph zone, the Maui Humane Society Animobile will be there, the Taiko drummers will be there. There's going to have a Dan Boover trick shot artist will be on the first tee, the Pro Celebrity Junior Golfer Shootout, featuring defending champion Jeff Ogilvie, Rocco Mediate, and more, all there. That's on the Family Fun Day, Sunday the 2nd of January, starting off the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And then, of course, there's the practice rounds that you can watch, and those go on for a couple of days. Then the Pro-Am, that's on Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's all free. Free, every day. It's fabulous. And the charities that have benefited from the admission, they still benefit. They're still going to get the benefits of having the Tournament of Champions, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, where we'll see my friend, Bupko.
Yeah, I was just going to say congratulations to Hyundai for getting behind this event. I've been assured they're going to do everything in their power to make it very, very special, as well it should be. It's a winners-only event, and I know how hard Mark Rolfing has been working behind the scenes and everybody to put this together. It's just going to be a dynamic way, Danielle, of kicking off 2011, which has the potential to be one of the most exciting years in professional golf in a long, long time.
Why do you think that?
Well, because I really think Tiger is going to reestablish himself He's too good a player not to, fight his way back to the top. I think he'll be the number one player in the world. We have the likes of Martin Keimer, a new fresh face that came into focus last year with his performance. I think Dustin Johnson has everything it takes. Ricky Fowler is definitely going to win in 2011. I would bet my life on that. Rory McIlroy. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Jim Furyk, the player of the year, who loves, Maui. It wouldn't surprise me if he gets his first victory in 2011 right there at the plantation course.
It would be wonderful. He had a home here, too, right on the plantation course, or thereabouts, very close by. And here, another gentleman who has seen this year, and you think Matt Kuchar, with winning the Varden Trophy? I mean, huge.
Yeah, very impressive performance by Matt. I've known Matt a long time since he won the U.S. Amateur. I was there when he won that. I became friends of his mom and dad at that point, good friends of Matt. And he's just an outstanding young man. And you know, any parent would be proud to have a Matt Kuchar. You know, many people may have forgotten that with his success after his U.S. Amateur victory, he got to play in the Masters. He did very well there. He got to play in the U.S. Open, did extremely well there. And then the pressure started on him. Come on, Matt, you have to turn professional. You know, there's a lot of money out there. And because of what you've done by winning the Amateur and playing so well in the Masters and the U.S. Open, all that money is readily available to you. And he said, thanks, but no thanks. He said, I'm at Georgia Tech. I want to graduate. I want to get my degree, and then I'll pursue professional golf. What an example for youngsters listening to your show, Danielle. College education, you only get one shot. You know, you can play pro golf for a long, long time.
Yeah. It's interesting to see. We were talking a lot about who was going to be player of the year, and, of course, he had that FedEx Cup, right? I mean, he won the challenge. That winning the tour championship vaulted into first place. But he had 60 points. Kuchar and Stricker each had 50. Ernie Els and Phil Mickelson, 46 and 42. It was a pretty tight race. At one point, I think we were talking in October, and it wasn't really very clear, was it?
Yeah, it's still not perfectly clear, to be really honest. It's a little bit confusing for the fans. I know the PGA Tour is trying desperately to make tweaks in the system. They want it, where somebody can literally come from nowhere to win, but they don't want them to come from too far away and win. It's a very difficult balancing act in trying to keep them, keep the event with suspense right to let final Sunday. This year was an ideal dream. I mean, it was the last putt on the last hole down at Eastlake that decided everything for Jim Furyk. He had to get up and down from the greenside bunker to the famous par 3, which is the last hole at Eastlake. He was able to do that, hit his shot out of the bunker about a foot from the hole, and then made that putt. And it was only for $10 million. He said it was the longest one-foot putt that he ever had in his life.
You talked to him afterwards?
I did. I was able to speak to him after that, but also at the Ryder Cup, which was another tremendous event in the season 2010. I mean, the what transpired at Wales still has everybody shaking their head. The almost unbelievable comeback by the United States side. The remarkable performances. Ricky Fowler has yet to win on the PGA Tour, but, you know, when you can birdie 15, 16, 17, and 18 in the singles on Sunday with the, the Ryder Cup at stake, he has all the ingredients. And he's an ideal candidate to be on the Danielle Tucker Show. He's the type of person that you would, you would like. He's so down to earth, and I can say the same thing about Rory McIlroy, who just dyed his hair blonde, got tired of being the best 21-year-old black-haired golfer. Now he's going to try and be the best 21-year-old blonde-haired golfer.
Speaking of, I've got to look at the European leaderboard. Ian Poulter shot that 60 yesterday, and now he's 19 under with Graham McDowell coming out after him, 17 under. Simon Dyson is 16 under, and this is really why I have to mention this. It's so important. Anthony Kang, if I'm wrong, folks, call me and let me know, because if I'm not mistaken, he went to Farrington High School, and he's winning on in Asia. But Anthony is now tied for fourth with Rory McIlroy going into the final round. Jeev Milka Singh, Mark Brown, Matteo Manassero. He is such, speaking of young men, here's another, he's an Italian. What is he, 17, 18?
Yeah, he's a youngster, and of course, he's just a tremendous talent. There's no doubt about that. The Molinari brothers from Italy, you get a kick out of this. Francesco Molinari was playing his singles match, and I was doing some play-by-play that day on the radio, and I was working for a former tour player from the European Tour, a funny guy by the name of John Hawksworth, and Francesco Molinari had about a 10-foot putt to have a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And John Hawksworth said, well, we'll find out just how big his pizza is here, you know, to see if he had the courage to knock that in. I just thought it was hysterical.
That's great. Now, I wanted to ask you have a show. We don't get to listen to it on XM Sirius Radio, The Grill Room. And you're co-host, and your counter, Tom... Your contretemps, your person on the other side of you, what's his name?
Well, everybody knows him that gets to watch the Golf Channel. I refer to him as the little short fat guy with a mustache that wears a bow tie by the name of Alex Maselli. So we've been friends 15 years. We've never agreed on anything yet. Maybe one of these days we'll agree on something. But it's been a lot of fun. We're trying to gear up for the 2011 season. And it is unfortunate that XM Sirius doesn't come to Hawaii, because it covers all of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And I know they're trying very hard to see what can be done to get it so that it would be aired in the state of Hawaii. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I want to know, what was the latest thing you guys disagreed on?
I said that it was sunny outside. He said, no, it's raining. So, but of course, neither one of us knew, but that's the way it is. We were both inside.
That was beside the point, right?
Right. It didn't matter. He thinks what he says is right. I think what I say is right. Neither one of us are right, but it makes for good listening for the audience.
And yeah,
we're going to be kicking it off over there. And, my goal... is next year, and maybe you can help me with this. I don't know quite how to accomplish it, but I'm going to be looking to cut down some of my expenses. And one of the most expensive things I have is my cell phone bill, not when I'm talking to you on the air, but when I'm just listening to your commercials. It just seems that it adds up the minutes.
Wait a minute. These people make this show possible. If it wasn't...
I know they do.
Because I purchased my own airtime. You know, I'm not hired to do this, so they defray the cost of buying the airtime. So you gotta love them. I mean, Alakai Mechanical and Star Protection. You started me. Now it's your fault. At Ko'olina, they're having a demo day. Starts at 9 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Nike, Callaway, Titleist, Cobra, Ping, TaylorMade. They're all going to be there. Speaking of TaylorMade, we just gave away these beautiful TaylorMade pentaballs, and the guy who won it is from Hilo. Yay, we have a Neighbor Island winner, John Rhodes of Hilo. You are going to get, I'm sending, I know you're all saying, all six of you who have, we're waiting for your pentaballs, you're saying, where are they? I promise they're coming, because I'm taking them to the post office on Monday, and they're going to come to you priority mail. That's right. I send them out personally, priority mail. So, Moon Physical Therapy, I haven't finished yet. You started me this, on this one here.
I'll be back in a half hour. Take your time.
So, well, we wanted to do a wrap on this past year, right, Bob?
Yes.
That was the whole idea, right? Doing a wrap of the year. So what stands out the most for you?
It's easy to say that what we witnessed is the emergence of the strength of European tour players. I mean, Graham McDowell winning the U.S. Open, Louis Oosthuizen winning the Open Championship, Martin Keimer winning the PGA Championship. If you had said something like that 5 years ago, people would have looked at you like they look at me now, thinking I'm nuts. But it's, that's really the, the interesting thing, that the European players, can dominate. The number one player in the world right now is Lee Westwood. Others are, Graham McDowell is playing such consistent golf. Martin Keimer is only 25 years old. Watch out for him. I mean, mm-hmm. He's the real deal. And Rory McIlroy, we talked about him before.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to take when I go to bed on New Year's Eve this year, that very interesting and, unpredictable 2010 season. A year ago this time, we knew nothing about Tiger's allergic reaction to fire hydrants. And, once we found that out, the whole world, the canvas of golf changed drastically with Tiger revealing all of the, the darker side of Tiger Woods that we didn't think existed. And then his failure to be able to dominate and get his game back. He's got a new coach now. He's got a new attitude. And the only clear-cut indication that I know that he's desperate, he's now starting to do tweets.
Okay. And it better be him, too. I want to say that I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, but you're sweet, so you can tweet.
Okay, that's so sweet of you. He better be, if he tries to just use it as a sugar, like, I'm such a nice guy. I'm Alan Shipnuck, he's put it out there, don't let this guy just try to snow us with PR. So if that's his only reason for being on Twitter, bye-bye.
I'll tell you what, Danielle, wait 1 second. I'm going to be at Tiger's event in California in early December. I will definitely go up to him, and I'm going to say, listen, Mr. Wood, Danielle Tucker is a little suspicious of your tweets. Now, she wants to know that they're authentic, or otherwise you're in big trouble, pal. And then with that, I'll hand him my badge, and I'll leave.
And he'll never give you an interview again.
Right. That would be my last one with him.
Oh, my. I thought it was an interesting... It's good to see him, coming out, talking. He's got a Newsweek article. I think that's wonderful, embracing what he did. And he blamed his game. He was invincible, and that's why he couldn't help but think he could do everything, in addition to, have all these things going on in his life. So he was invincible then when he was... And now he's learned that he's not... It's a good way to. It's a terrible way to learn it. I mean, he's got two children, but I'm glad he's come to this point, and I'm really.
Well, he certainly is a mystery man. I mean, with when the tales of all his exploits came out, many would argue that he had to be the happiest man in the world. Now that he has none, he says he's the happiest man in the world. I don't know. One of those two statements is true.
Right, and we'll see. It's everybody deserves to come back. Everybody deserves a second chance. I just want him to be authentic instead.
You say that kind of quickly, and let's ponder that for a minute. Everybody deserves a second chance. Name me a kamikaze pilot that ever had a second chance.
Oh, but he didn't want a second chance. He was doing something for a reason. He had his conviction. It was a decision he made. Sometimes we do things without... thinking, and there's a lesson in it, and in that lesson, we grow and we get to share that with others. And we're getting way too philosophical here.
Yeah, people are turning off in droves.
Really, they're just waiting for us to stumble and fall.
They're waiting for me to hang up. Anyway, let me take this opportunity, yep. Danielle, all of your listeners, many, many listeners that you have, not only on the Internet, but all over the state of Hawaii, a very happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays. And we look forward to 2011 being one of the great, great years in all of golf. And it'll be Danielle Tucker that'll be in the forefront bringing you the story.
Oh, and Bob Bupka. We'll be together at Kapalua. I look forward to it.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Does Rick have to come?
Yeah, Rick is just holding his forehead going, what?
All right, guys.
Look forward
have
to seeing you. You too.
Right,
happy Turkey Day. Bye-bye. And Thanksgiving, yes. I won't be able to say happy Thanksgiving to you because by the time we're on the show again, it'll be the day after and people will be running around and going shopping and having a wonderful, wonderful time. In fact, we have Photo Ball Marker coming on next weekend and we've got Birth, Golf, Death coming on next weekend and Daphne's Head Covers and Sweet Spot Golf and Sassy Golf and Michael Patrick Shields has a new book out, too. So whatever your heart's desire is and your friend, you know, we've got so much to talk about next week. We're going to have fun. We're going to go shopping. Yes, now today, it's the 10th annual holiday sale. So if you need to, like, touch and feel and smell and you want to, you know, see what you're buying, I want to feel it. I want to walk out of the store with it. Today's the day. Go to Ko'olina Golf Club because they're having their 10th annual holiday sale for your golfer, and it's a demo day today, 9 o'clock until 2 o'clock, and Nike and Titleist and TaylorMade and Ping and Callaway and Cobra, and they're all going to be there, and PGA teaching professionals from Ko'olina Golf Academy giving sessions 9:30, 11 o'clock, and 12:30, and you can learn a whole lot more about the Get Golf Ready program that starts in January. Okay, plus, they're reopening Poipu on December 16th. Nobody has walked Poipu. You get to be the first. So book your tee times. Goodness gracious, you've got to experience this. It's a marvelous feeling to be one of the first to be on the grass and use the green. And you'll say, can I walk on this, really? It looks so wonderful. Now, if you're on the east side of Oahu, I want to tell you about something that they're doing on the east side. At Waialae Beach Park in Kahala, you go there, okay? All ages who are willing to help out, they're removing the algae by hand in the knee-deep water there, picking up that algae in mesh bags, and that bagged algae is taken to the shore, loaded on a truck, and taken to the Oahu-based Green Waste Company or a local farm for recycling, composting, with other green waste, all right? Because what we got to do is we got to get all of this funky algae that's snuffing out the life of the coral and all of the other biologically significant things that live. You want the fish and the seagrass and the good limu to be there, not the funky algae. So if you'd like to go help out, that's what they're doing today. That's what's happening at Mauna Lua Bay, okay? So there's lots for you to do today. You could go do that for a while, then you can go to the demo day and get a new club, and then you can go play around the golf. We'll keep you busy. There's no excuse. And the golf club is sponsored by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. Foot Patrol, building security, shopping centers. Whether you need help or you want to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Poipu Golf Course, brand new greens. Opening December 16th. Make your tee time today for the reopening on December 16th. And have you ever played on a pristine golf course? It's an unbelievable feeling. Moon Physical Therapy. Doctor recommended, insurance approved. Whether you've been hurt or you're recovering from an injury, an operation, we achieve results. It's Moon Physical Therapy. And Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide, excellent service and expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. That's right. Catch the Golf Club at RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KGOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KPUA-AM 670. KUMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.